Albert Kukesh represents his hometown of Angoon and more than 100 other villages and small cities in Southeast, the Interior, and Prince William Sound. That's led him to push for health, safety, and infrastructure projects in rural Alaska. In Southeast, that's meant continued funding for village-based rescue boats. Several are already in place.
Well, the Angoon one recently was able to go out to the south end of Chatham and rescue a couple of people this summer, and those were brought on by the Coast Guard requesting us to do that.
He hopes to keep funding rescue boats through the capital budget. Kukesh also wants legislation creating a water and sewer task force to help rural parts of the state. Environmental Conservation Department figures show more than 6,000 homes without clean drinking water and safe sanitation.
It's really amazing to me, Ed, that in this time and place in Alaska that you have areas that don't have sewer systems and you don't have running water.
Most are in western Alaska, where Kukesh represents dozens of villages. One of the biggest issues before the legislature this session is Governor Sean Parnell's call to lower oil taxes. The House passed a measure last year, but Kukesh's chamber balked.
The Senate has a lot of concerns, and I share those concerns that we have to have a full story here before we can take some action. And you saw the outcry last year from people around the state saying, let's not give a whole bunch of money to the oil companies unless we absolutely have to.
The Angoon Democrat has several of his own bills before the legislature this year. He says one would put the state's child support practices into law.
The non-custodial parent support obligation is based solely on his or her income without regard to what the other parent makes. This bill will change that to an income shares model, which calculates support as to the share of each parent's income estimated to have been allocated to the child if the original household were still intact.
This is the last session Kukesh will represent his district. Reapportionment took away his northern communities and shifted boundaries to include Sitka, Ketchikan, and Wrangell. That sets up an election battle with Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman. But Kukesh says that shouldn't change capital dynamics.
Senator Stedman and I have a great working relationship. If the redistricting plan is not changed at all, then I would have to run for that position against him. And I don't want to say anything negative about him. I have a lot of respect for him, and I hope that we have a good, clean campaign, and I'm not worried about it at all.
In addition to chairing the Transportation Committee, Kukesh serves on the Senate's Community and Regional Affairs Panel and its State Affairs Committee. This is Ed Schoenfeld.